Rocky, up, up, and away. Here we go. The John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on a Thursday, August 6th. It's Dave. It's the highlights. It's Taylor, the producer, starting things out. Before we heard about a guy who tanned his member, bear encounters were brought up, what to do, what not to do. Then we hit the phones to hear about your bad jobs. What's that one job you had that you just could not stand? Eminence Front got the spotlight in Song Stories today. John read about a hungry study that was very unnecessary to be studied. And comedian Pat McGann joined us for the first time ever. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Steve, I want you to know that that Taylor is vying for your job.
Why?
Well, the song was coming to an end, and she was, you know, the way you'll always tell me, hey, 20 seconds left
sure.
of the song,
sure.
right?
Yeah,
well, Taylor was the one who told me about the 20 seconds.
Well, Taylor, if you want my job, you got to make sure that you forget to put certain stops on.
Right.
Don't put things labeled incorrectly.
Right.
And play live songs when you don't want to.
Yeah, play live songs.
Oh, that's not my
Boom!
Fault. That's not my
Bang!
Fault.
Although okay? there's an aspect of this that she hasn't really, you know, gotten down. Yet, when you tell somebody, or if you're producing and you're going to tell somebody that time is running out,
yeah,
they shouldn't have to say, "What did you say?"
20 seconds.
Just walk out the door. Just, 20 seconds.
Mics aren't on. Yell it. Right? Like, he's deaf.
So what? All right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we all know my hearing.
Taylor, problems. you can book some guests. Okay.
Yeah.
Feel free.
All right.
We'll have Justin Bieber on next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then the week after that, we'll do a 25-minute segment on jumping rope.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
Just a warning that we need to put out there every once in a while. The World Wide Web goes everywhere.
Oh, boy.
You know, every once in a while, you know, I don't understand why people even do this. I mean, you know, that's why that WWW is there. It's the World Wide Web. That means anywhere in the world, someone can view whatever it is you post, the question you ask, the photo you put up. This is a plea for help that went up on Reddit. It seems that 3 years ago, a teenage boy mistook his sister's bottle of fake tanning lotion as lube.
Ew.
Wow. Okay. All right. But there was no one he was sharing it with. He was using it alone.
All right.
Double
okay.
ew.
Okay. And he noticed that it wasn't getting very slick, but his hootie hoo was changing colors.
Okay.
All right. Oh. So what does he do? He goes on the internet and asks people, how can he fix this? Right? If you've tanned your hootie hoo, an area of your body that usually does not see the sun,
right?
Asking the world, how do I get rid of this? I'm surprised he didn't put up a damn picture.
Well, how dark did it get?
Yeah, I was
and with
say.
The darkness, did it gain?
No, 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 no.
That
no.
could have been his thinking.
No, no, no. He wasn't Sicilian. after hundreds of comments and lots of mocking, right? He decided maybe I should see a doctor.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises.
102.9 MGK.
You're the outdoors man.
Somewhere,
right,
yeah.
You're the one who's always walking through the woods
yeah.
on a regular basis.
Right.
Do you have any idea what to do when you see a bear?
When I see a bear?
Yeah.
First off.
You don't have your gun with you.
First off, I have seen a bear just taking a stroll in Quakertown.
Right.
Me and my
right.
wife. That was really fun. A mile away from home. Seen it out in an open field with nowhere to run and no tree climbing skills unlike him. I would just stay still. This is what we did. We stayed still.
Right.
Made sure that he didn't see us.
Uh-huh.
And then basically, I would try to hide. I wouldn't take off. I wouldn't. Well, maybe I'd play dead.
Right.
Well,
I don't know.
Play dead only works, from what I understand, play dead only works with a bear once he's on top of you. Once the bear. I remember hearing
imagine,
the story. That
imagine how hard it would be to play dead with a bear on top of you.
Yeah. All right.
I would scream and make sure that the bear is aware that I'm there.
Uh-huh.
I would yell as loud as possible. So this way I don't surprise the bear, because that's when you're going to catch a paw to the face.
Okay.
I'm not going with that.
According to the National Forest Service and the National Park Service, when you see a bear, what you should do is stay calm, slowly move away, and walk sideways while you keep eye contact with him. This lets the bear know that you're not a threat.
So do a crab walk?
Right, something like that, right? You know, that you're not threatening at all.
Right.
Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because the National Park Service just put out a Facebook post. They put it out yesterday. reminding people that if you encounter a bear, and I'm going to quote them exactly, please don't push your slower friends down to the ground in attempts to save your life.
Is this an epidemic?
Did you guys see there was a video, I think it might have been South America, that people are walking in the woods and a black bear is sniffing out these two, like walking right up to these girls, and they're just perfectly still.
And they're taking selfies with them.
And it's just sniffing them. Right. We'll have to post that video. I'll send it to you, Dave.
And there's one where a grizzly is following a kid down the mountain.
Oh, my God.
And you
that
can just
Italy.
See the
that
poop coming out of his pants pretty much. While his dad's like, oh, you know, like.
Hey, bibbidi boop.
By the way,
I forgot what language he was speaking
some
for
some of
a second.
The other things that you suggested, the other thing that the National Park Service is saying is don't run and don't climb a tree. Bears are fast and they're really good at climbing.
Yes.
What do I do with my honey?
With your honey?
My pot of honey that I
walk around. Depends. If it's Winnie the Pooh, you better run. You better run, mother. I am GK.
Hey, buddy.
Yep.
I just wanted to tell you guys in regards to the bear story.
Right.
I saw a video the other day that there was a black bear charging this guy, and the guy put his arms up in the air and went, ah! And the thing stopped in his tracks and turned around and ran away.
Yeah. That was my whole,
That was Steve's whole pitch there.
Yep.
As it stands right now, it appears that both Steve and I will get out of the woods, but Dave's a dead man. Have a good morning.
All right. Have a nice day. Bye.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
As long as I was talking about the job board, I just started thinking about this. Worst job you ever had?
Right off the bat, I know that selling office supplies from business to business on the street sucks.
Oh, you are a door-to-door.
Cold calls.
Walk in there. God, hi, I'm Steve. I don't remember the pitch.
How long did you last?
3.5 weeks.
3.5 weeks.
I made
weeks.
One sale to my girlfriend, now wife, her office. Yeah, listen, man, I was hustling.
It was a pity sale.
It was the worst job I've ever had.
Mine was market research right up the street here, actually.
Yeah.
When I was finishing Temple, I was secretly calling universities pretending to be a prospective student and recording the conversations and then feeding them to my boss, who I guess would like be in tandem with the university to see how they're doing. But it was so stupid because I was in a room full of other people pretending. So it had like an office background noise to it. And I'm trying to be like some geeky student. Like,
hey, so what kind of majors do you provide?
Meanwhile, type, talk. Like, dude, the jig's up. So stupid.
Cindy?
Well, at one point, my grandparents owned a restaurant and my grandmother had a dress shop. So she had me modeling clothes while people were eating lunch.
Oh, God.
Wow. Whoa.
And it was all old ladies, basically, that went to the place. And I was wearing leather dresses and all. Yeah, it was very, very weird.
It was a bondage dress shop.
Apparently, yes. It gets weirder and weirder.
It was the 80s.
I'm going to open this up to everybody. So get ready, because everybody's had a bad job at one time or another. Call us here in the studio. 215-263-WMGK. I might have you all beat.
All right.
I was the shoe guy at a bowling alley.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Like the take your shoes back and spray them with
Oh, my God. I had to spray the shoes, hand the shoes out, take the sweaty shoes from somebody.
Oh,
yeah.
Gross.
You still have that smell in your head, don't you?
I do.
Oh, my God.
And let's put it this way. I don't mind having the smell memory of the spray.
Okay.
Everything else about the job, I hated. So what was your bad job? What was the worst job you ever had? Right? How long did you last? 215-263-WMGK.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
I should make a programming note for all of you. Tomorrow here on the radio program, The Machine is going to be here. Bert Kreischer is going to be joining us this morning. And we never know where he's going. We never know where the conversation is going. All we know is he's doing one of these live-in, drive-in things, you know, and he's going to be performing here in Philadelphia.
I was watching
The 16th?
And then, well, August
16th. Next weekend?
Yes.
All right,
guys.
Not
Sunday.
This coming weekend, the weekend after.
Yeah, Sunday the 16th. I was watching his newest Netflix special.
Right.
It's hysterical.
Hey, big boy.
It is.
So funny.
All right.
Is he shirtless by any chance?
Yes. Of course. It's the first thing he does. He walks on stage and takes
the shirt off. Everybody explains. And it's not, you know, I love Bird. He's a great guy. He's a great dad. He's a great husband, right? You know, he's a great comic. He's not really good at body, right? Well,
but he owns it.
But he does. Oh, does he ever own it? But when that shirt comes off, it's like, why? You really? I guess I need to drink more. Right? 73 degrees outside right now, and right now.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It's Hard, the second Who album that had Kenny Jones on it. Well, he played, obviously, Kenny Jones is the person who replaced Keith Moon in 1978. And he recalls a classic track from that album, Eminence Front, and how he felt about it. And it seems he liked it a lot.
I was very excited when Pete played me a demo of this song because it was different, really, to anything The Who have done before. I thought, wow, now this is up my street. I had a great time with it. Not only did I enjoy recording it, but I used to love to play it on stage.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Once again, one of my favorite features. They could have cured cancer. But they worked on this. Research shows that men who are hungry, you ready for this, Cindy?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think men who are hungry, what do you think they prefer? What did they find in this research? I'm just going to start there. They asked guys to rate their level of hunger on a scale of 1 through 7, 1 being very hungry and obviously 1 being very hungry. That's what it says here. So, what do you think? What were they trying to find out from these men that equated to how hungry you are?
If they haven't eaten recently?
No. You want to take a shot? It was a preference of theirs. Men who are hungry.
Oh, what would they eat?
Yeah. No. Not what will they eat. Now, do you think?
I thought it would be what would they eat.
Yeah, I do.
That would be the obvious thing, right?
Yeah.
Right. But obviously, they were wasting research on this because
they could have cured cancer.
Research shows that men who are hungry prefer bigger boobs.
Okay. I must be starving.
Okay.
You know, maybe it goes back to childhood. You know, like, oh.
Sure. It's the first thing.
There's a meal.
Yep.
Right. What about the backside?
This was a 6-week survey that took place outside a dining hall in Britain, right? And they found the hungrier the guys were, the more they wanted to see large breasts.
Has a man on this planet ever eaten anything?
Right.
Ever? Are we all starved?
Right. I guess so.
What about the backside? So. What's the science on that?
That didn't come out in this research.
Haven't had a drink of water in 45 years.
Start working on it. Right. I'll be your co-researcher.
Really? I mean, who is paying for this stuff?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We were talking earlier about the job board, the Not At Work network that we've put together. And if you're looking for work, all of the details or at WMGK.com, just look for the John DeBella Show job board link that is on the page, or just send an email to jobs@WMGK.com. And that got us to thinking about the worst jobs that we ever had amongst us. Steve was a door-to-door
office
supply salesman. That's worse than just door-to-door salesman.
Business, cold calls.
Because it's not like, you know, well, maybe if you're in an office building, you might, you know, save yourself some trips. Sure. But for the most part, you had to drive from one to the other, to the other. That's the worst. And Dave, tell this story again.
I was a sneaky fake caller to universities pretending to be a prospective student, recording the conversations and siphoning it back to my boss, who would talk to the administration about how well they're attracting students.
Now, does this have anything to do with how much you're into spies and James Bond?
It played a role.
All right, because your next job, if I'm correct, was you were a spy at Home Shopping Network.
QVC.
QVC.
In Westchester, doing corporate espionage.
Yeah.
There's a pattern here.
There is indeed.
Yeah.
But the question, and for me, I was the guy at the bowling alley handing out the shoes. It was terrible. All right. So we've got a whole bunch of people lined up here. We'll start out with Joe this morning. Okay, Joe, worst job you ever had.
I worked for a sausage company. I'm not going to mention a name. I worked there for 4 hours and walked off.
For 4 hours?
I didn't eat sausage for over a year after that. It was horrible.
There are certain things you don't want to know how they're made, and obviously you found out.
The meat they put in there was disgusting. It stunk. The only thing that made it smell good was the seasonings they put in.
Brooks!
Hey, good morning.
Worst job you ever had?
I worked in a hospital, and I got down there, and they said, here, you're going to clean rectal thermometers. I knew I was going to go somewhere when they graduated me up to orals. And I was just rocking it from there.
How long did you last?
Oh, cripes. Like you said earlier, Steve, about 2 weeks.
The fact that you made it 2 weeks is insane.
Yeah, then they bumped me up to polishing the floors with a buffer because I had gone to military school, and my dad told him that I was really good at doing that. So.
Oh, my God. He sat in the military school for 6 years, and now he can buff floors. Trish.
My bad job was working in it, and where they made record, you know, albums,
right,
like years ago.
Right.
And it was like 100 degrees in there. And I stood for 8 hours putting Stevie Wonder's Intervisions album in the case.
Oh, wow. Can you get carpal tunnel from that? That same repetition over and over.
It was just like 100 degrees. It was awful.
I want to thank you because it's one of my favorite albums.
You didn't make it to Songs in the Key of Life?
That was a double album. That would have been worse.
Brutal.
It was awesome.
Allie, worst job you ever had?
I worked catering weddings,
right,
at a historic mansion. So the kitchen was in the basement and all the supplies as well. So I'd end up hauling like 12-person tables up and down the stairs by myself. And actually, I was in the hospital one time for an unrelated cause, and I was so banged up for my job. They were like, are you okay? Is someone hurting you at home? Like, it was so bad.
Betty.
Hey, John. How are you?
I am well. Worst job you ever had?
The worst job, I worked in a laundry for Nazareth Hospital when I was a teenager. It was hot. Half the women spoke Italian. I couldn't understand Italian.
Wow.
And the worst thing, it was in the 70s, and I was only getting like $2 an hour.
Betty, did you ever meet any of the doctors there?
No, are you kidding? No way.
I was wondering if you knew Dr. Stephen Vassalotti. He was my grandpa. He was at Nazareth.
Have you noticed every time we get onto a medical conversation, somehow Grandpa Vassalotti makes it?
You know, he delivered half the DeBellaware Valley.
Most of Philadelphia was birthed by him. Yeah.
Well, I'll have to ask my dad because, you know, that was the only hospital around for years.
Okay.
You know?
Well, get back to us on that, Betty.
Stephen, worst job you ever had?
In the Army, when we would deploy, we used to have to take the pots out from underneath the latrines, and we'd use 1 gallon gasoline, 3 gallons of diesel, and you'd pour it in the pots, and you'd have to burn the poop all day long.
Oh, you know what? There's a movie out now called The Outpost.
Yeah.
And I'm watching two guys do this very thing.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
When's mom going to be home? It's available now through Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Google Play, Comcast, Vimeo.
Yeah.
Right? YouTube. Did you leave anybody out, Pat? Is there a guy in the street corner selling any of these?
Yes, it's everywhere.
How you doing?
John, I appreciate it, man. How are you?
I am fine. I think there's a chance that we might be married to the same woman.
Oh, man. That would be awesome. Tag in and tag out.
Right. But the problem is, I think the woman I'm married to is having an affair with the UPS driver. What about you?
Well, I would be on to that now because I haven't left the house much. That's what's so funny about this. You could tell we named this special 5 months ago, when's mom going to be home? Because now it's like, when's mom not going to be home? When's dad not going to be home? When's dad going to get a job?
It must be strange for your kids. I mean, being a stand-up comic, you're on the road, what, like 5 days a week at least?
Yeah, and that's what I was like trying to capitalize on when I first got sent home. It's like, let me load up on some family time and catch up. And now I feel all caught up. I am all caught up, overflowing with family time.
The reason why I brought up the UPS guy is it seems that your wife and my wife have an addiction to cardboard.
Oh, yeah. We got boxes coming in every day, everywhere I go, front door, back door, trunk of the car. She used to ship stuff to her office and then, like, launder it through the work bag, just sneaking stuff. I didn't know what was coming or going. She was playing a huge shell game with me. Like, I'm returning that. That's for someone else. Like, how much is this? I don't know. I got that a long time ago. Like, before currency? What are you talking about? How much was it? She can never answer that question. Do you have those new shoes? Yeah. How much are those? They were 30% off. Oh, is that how much they were? Let me jot that down in our ledger. The system is broken. Like, that's what I realize now. Like, we have time to fix some stuff right now. Like the financial situation.
Right.
We need to have that stuff connected because we're all in debt. Like, you go to the, when you buy something at the register, wouldn't it be nice if all that stuff was connected? You get them like an alert. Like, hey, we just got a notice. You owe Chase Financial $9,000. Do you want to proceed with the purchase?
Right.
Yeah. The bow tie for our dog. Ring it up. It's St. Patrick's Day. He's not going to look stupid.
Everybody's got kids. These two here in the studio, they both have two. They've got a relatively newborn each and a three-year-old each. How old are your kids, and what's it like being in lockdown with three of them?
Well, they're 8, 7, and 5.
Oh, God.
Which I now know since I've been home. I can memorize their ages. I can almost tell the boys apart now, too.
It's nice that you took a year off between two of them.
Yeah. You're not kidding, man. That was, like, not planned. My son spilled juice the other day. He's like, sorry, it was an accident. I was like, you were an accident. But honestly, it's crazy, you know? You just realize, like, at first I had big expectations. I was like, we're going to learn Mandarin. We're going to pick up a second language. Now I'm like, if I can just get them to peel their underwear out of their shorts before it makes its way into the laundry, if I can get them to get it in the basket. They just discard clothes everywhere. Every time I turn around, it looks like a kid melted in my house.
Are you a pets person? Do you have pets in the house, too?
We do. We got a dog. Uh-huh. We just got a dog. I never had a dog before. Never was a dog person.
Uh-huh.
But now I see dog people everywhere. You walk around a dog, dog people just come up to you like, what's his name? What's his middle name? We have an Irish Golden Doodle. Which okay. A lot of people heard of Golden Doodle. This breeder was like, let's get someone else in the bedroom. Mix it up a little bit. Come on. Or some Jameson. Get that ginger in here. Let him take a shot. Let's see what comes out. We'll put Irish on the title. Some idiot named McGann will buy it.
Obviously, with the pandemic going on, going out to eat has not been an easy thing. And your wife has a thing about going out to eat.
Even before this, when it was nice out, let's eat outside. Always wanted to eat outside, which is like the only option now. And I don't like eating outside because it's like, I don't even think she does. Like, she freaks out there's a fly in the house. Now she wants to be outside with all of the flies. No one really likes eating outside. You would like an indoor restaurant with an outdoor theme. Would you? Just, you guys all set? We're going to release a live bees. We're just going to... Just want to make sure everyone's ass is sweating first. Is everyone's ass sweating? Good. When you stand up, there's going to be pattern on your shorts because those are metal chairs. And then we're going to turn this fan on and blow everything off your table so you can chase your napkin. You want to play chase your napkin while we sunburn one side of your face?
Now, are you still living in Chicago?
Yeah, still living here. Live on the south side of the city where I grew up.
Now, living on the south side of Chicago, does that mean that you actually know where Leroy Brown lives?
You know it. That's a great song. Yeah, they got a south side of Chicago reference in there.
Yeah,
I'm a White Sox fan, and I like thin crust pizza. I'm not what a lot of people picture when they picture Chicago.
Uh-huh. Well, just the mere fact that you said thin crust pizza, because I was just asking Steve, I'm not a fan of thick crust, of Chicago-style pizza, pan pizza, right? But I've never had it in Chicago, right?
Sure.
So maybe there's a big difference.
I mean, I am defensive enough of Chicago that I would defend the deep dish pizza, but I can certainly understand that, it's, you know, if you didn't dig it and... You know, it's nothing that I eat all the time. I mean, you'd be dead if you're eating that all the time. We get the tavern style thin crust. I mean, do you guys eat cheesesteaks all the time?
No, but we, you
That's
know.
A good point. Eh?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If someone was had like a Philly style cheesesteak, we'd scoff at it, of course.
Right. Yeah, yeah, right. And there's nothing funnier than going to Tucson and seeing some guy with cheesesteak on the menu.
It's like, yeah, you're not going to get that.
Right, no.
Where's the best one? I think I was told Jim's. Was it Jimmy?
Jim's is tourist.
Everyone has their own opinion.
Yeah, Jim, but Jim, okay. You got to admit, Jim is the most tourist of them all.
No, Pat is.
Pat's or Gino's.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say Pat's and Gino's.
I go with Steve's, and it's not just because my name is Steve. It's literally
Fantastic.
Right.
I love how everyone's just a guy's name.
Yeah,
right. I go Mike. Right. I go Jim. Steve.
Right, right.
That's perfect.
I'm a Tony Luke's right, guy.
There you go. There's another one.
Do the names change as you get to the suburbs? Is it like Tyler's? I get Tyler's. I like Austin. Austin, he makes a great cheesesteak.
Well, Pat McGann's got a brand new stand-up special, When's Mom Gonna Be Home? And it's available now through everywhere. Pat, thank you so much for checking in. It is great to meet you. And hopefully someday you'll actually be in town and I'll still be in radio.
I want to be doing Helium. I want to come to Helium, and I want to come on your show.
All right,
next time I come through. I love Philly.
You're welcome to both, but I can't book Helium, so you're just welcome here.
All right, I'll try and work on that.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.